Baruchim Haboim, Tabiz Chama Yisrael, Mr. Golias, Chaim, we're up to Nadab Chav Tess Amar Aleph, Mishnah. This one's a little bit easier. Shloisha Achin, there were three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and the Suyim Shtachai, they were married to Rachel and Leah. So what happened? Shnayim, the Suyim Shtachai, two of the brothers, Reuven and Shimon, were married to Rachel and Leah. The Echad, the third brother, Mufna, was a bachelor. He was Ellen. Or even if he wasn't a bachelor, but he was married to not a sister, a fremde girl. Now, Meis Echad Mibale Achoyis. What happens if one of them, and we learned before already, that if both Reuven and Shimon died, the lady can't marry either one because each one is Achoyis Zikukase, and he therefore gives them each Chalitza. Now, what happened? Reuven died first, so his wife now is available for Levi. But also, but move the maimer. Now, Levi, instead of just procrastinating, kratzing, he did something. He did a maimer. We learned before, a maimer is you do, even though a mahateda, all you have to do is yivam yavela. You have to have beer, but he went through the motions of a kiddushin. So he gave her a maimer. He gave her a kesef or a star. And then, the question is, v'achkach meis achav hasheni, then Shimon died. What did the maimer accomplish? Did the maimer make it already Levi's wife? If it's already Levi's wife, the fact that Shimon died afterwards and now another sister came on the horizon, it's no problem because you're already married to Reuven's wife. And so therefore, Shimon's wife is totally exonerated. Or the Pshat is no. A maimer doesn't create a marriage. A maimer creates some kind of a nexus, a little bit closer than Stama, a Yavama, whose husband just passed away. But not your wife. Exactly. Okay. That's the Shaila. Yeah, it's more than a vert. It's like the olden vert. Remember the old vert they used to make? A tonoim. It's more like a vert. It's a tonoim.
It's a connection.
Saying. Maimer means literally to say. Say, you say that Hadid Bekadeshishly.
So he said a Maisa Kedushin.
Yeah. But she's already attached to you. It's not like a friend of the person you're creating an attachment. It's already an attachment. So what did the Maimer go? How much did it add? So is it. So Maimer made some connection. How far does it go? So Machlek Shaman Hill. Bishamay says Maimer does it all the way. She's now your wife, like an engaged woman, and therefore Shimon's wife is not in the picture. Ishta Imay, Reuven's wife stays with you. V'halazu Teitzer Shochazisha, and Shimon's wife leaves because she's the sister of your wife. Those Maimer made it your wife. Well, Beis Hillel and Beis Hillel says Moitzi es Ishta Beget. Uvachalitza. He still says, no, the maimer doesn't do much more than the zika. And therefore, even though, what does the maimer achieve? The maimer achieves, I mean, the rabbanon, if you want to leave her, you need a get now. But you still need a chalitza because mehateda, nothing happened. She's still your yavama waiting for something to happen. You didn't marry her because the teda doesn't recognize the maimer. So the maimer, according to Beis Hillel, sees the rabbanon. That's how Rashi learns. Rashi learns further on that even Beishamai maimer the rabbanon. And taste all the other shayin learned that's mahateda. Rashi, maimer. The whole idea, if maimer is rabban, then the get is rabban. Why are you having a get? Not al tzivi ibvamer, al maimer. But if the maimer, yeah, the maimer, we call maimer. If the maimer is rabban, the get is rabban. According to Shammai, Pasha, everyone learns that maimer is mixes. It's a said isha, ima. It's mamish mahateda, your wife. The one that you did a maimer to, you have to divorce her because now that the other sister is available, zachoy kukosa, you can't live with her because it's not really your wife yet. But you still need a get because the maimer achieved something, and you need chalitza because she's still your yavama. The eish is achir bechalitza, and therefore your brother's wife needs a chalitza also because she is a yavama. You're not married yet to Reuven's wife. Zui Shama, this is a famous saying that we say when something happened totally out of your hands. He loses the one that he did. He thought he's doing the right thing. Then a maimer. Now that Shimon died, he loses Reuven's wife and he loses Shimon's wife. He lost both. Can't marry either one because if he divorces Reuven's wife, then Zachoy's grushasa. You can't marry, and you can't live with Reuven's wife because Zachoy's kukasa. So he's a kerech mekan, mekerech mekan. He's torn on both sides. Rashi. The maimer kiknusa damya. The Beis Shammai said that maimer means that he's married. So when Shimon passes away and his wife falls to you, she does not become the first wife. Reuven does not become awesome. Mishum achoyz kuka does not become awesome because I was achoyz kuka because she married already. However, and Shammai says, but what about Shimon's wife? Halozu teitzi af min achalitza. She's totally freed. She's released even from chalitza mishum achoyz isha because she's the sister of your wife, not the sister of his kuka. Yeah, it's like a maimer that you. Sorry, it's like you did. You got a woman engaged. You got a woman, a fremd woman engaged, and her sister is your sister-in-law. And engaged mahatayra. And then your brother passes away, and then the sister available doesn't do anything. Because you're already engaged legally to her sister, so and she walks out, walks away free. She's like an erbah to you. Anyway, right? Zoo. Now this,
so is this one of the chumas of Basil?
This, in fact, you'll notice in the last mission also, we had Basil was Machma, Basham Machma. We had Tum Vatara. Basham is always Mekel, Basil is Machma. This, and we had two opinions whether Basil is Mekel Machma, you know, if Yakaimu or Taitzi, if they didn't listen to us and the two brothers marry the two sisters. It's the same thing over here. Over here, Basham in a way is Mekel. Because Basil's way is oily. He lost on both sides.
One of the things
that's no, because there's so many things over here, Ray, that he's Mekel. I don't know, it's not mentioned.
When you do use Chumrei B'Shila, like the which is an Oislam, so there's a listing, correct?
Yeah, yeah, an Idias.
Is it a listing or not?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think so. Because according to Shammai...
Because they are, in the very first part, when you have this thing where that one was Nizal to warn the other,
yeah.
One's got a buzz and got a kula and a chumra.
Yeah, but so he, but the kula of Hillel is less than the kula of Shammai. Shammai allows you to go ahead and get married. Hillel, the kula is you can go marry a fremde. So for the woman, I guess it's a kula, but for the brothers who want to marry her, they lose out. So I guess there depends which perspective you look at from. Okay, but about your mother, it says in the, towards the end of the Mishnah, Zu hi sha'amru. This is the case, and not what? This is the case where Kol Beis Hillel, you say, you know, he loses on both sides. What are we coming to exclude? Limu'ute hach de Rabbi Yeshua, coming to exclude what Rabbi Yeshua also said, oi, li li ishtar, the machlekes, I'm going to learn Rabbi Lazar. What happened was a guy was married to a young girl who was under 12 years old, and then her sister, your brother was married to her sister, and then your brother Shimon passed away. What happens now? So there's three opinions. Do we tell the 12-year-old girl get out of the marriage because you're under 12, so she can be memayin, so that you can fulfill the mitzvah mahatayda of marrying a sister-in-law? Or do we say that your sister-in-law you're a potter from because we tell this girl she's 12 years old, go ahead and do a be'ilah right now, so mahatayda you'll be married, so therefore your sister-in-law Shimon's wife can't get married? Those are two other opinions, but Rabbi Yeshua says that both of them lose out. Rabbi Yeshua says that the girl who's Mayan can't live with you because her sister now is a cooker, she's a sister cooker, and the Shimon's wife can't marry because she's the sister of your Miyun. So and he said over there, Oy le isha, right? You lose both sides. But since the other two other opinions disagree, so Amish says, I don't agree with Rabbi Yeshua, I agree with the other two opinions. And there, one of them will end up being married to him, either Shimon's wife or the Miyun girl. But Zu, this case, I'll agree that you say oily. The lay I think I must say Ikram will Ikram Belozer. So Krashi Hak to be sure. The Pedro Shamit. The Gomenami Yeshay Lishto Oi Eloy Al Ishto Eloy Al Ishto. There we say Bishua says he loses outside from the mean girl and side from the sister in law. Upligi Alora, Bengal, they argue on that. Loi Tame.
He loses both or he loses both?
He loses both. According to Bishua, he loses both. No, Eloy, it's not Eloy, it's Oiloy. It's supposed to be Oiloy. Exactly. Yeah, but he's saying that our mission is saying that Zu, this is the only case where I'll say Oila. I'm not going to agree with Rabbi Shua to say Oila in that case there. They all hold like Rabbi Gamliel or Rabbi Lezer. Not like. Different words together. No, the other ones over there, it's a totally different case. One girl is only married to him. Miyun is only with the Rabban. There's nothing there at all. And it's not really as cooking nothing. Here, you're mechuyah to marry your sister-in-law and you already did much. The Tate already put you a bond, Reuven's wife. And then you went a step further, you added a maimah to it, l'cheyda, if anything, it strengthens that bond. And this is a young girl in 12, nothing happened. The bottom. Rabbi Lazar says, comes along Rabbi Lazar, and he says, Loi tame. Don't necessarily conclude that Ma'amele Beishamai Koine Kinyagamer. Don't automatically conclude that when Beishamai gives a hezber that you made a maimer. Now it's your exactly. It's Kedushin Mahatayda, and that's why when Shimon passes away, his sister, we say Shimon's wife, you're free. Don't think a Koine Kinyagamer. the Iboila Fuki Sagal Gitiku. What conclusion will you make if you say that as a Kinyan Gomer? That if Levi made a maimer to Reuven's wife and then decides to go to sever, all that you get doesn't really chalitz anymore, because the moment you gave a maimer mahatoida, it's your wife. And now it's your wife, you do like a normal wife, you give a get. Don't learn that way, Pshat. I want you to know that I believe that a maimer to Bishame also is not koine completely. And Rashi learns the next page on the Rabban, which Tesis argues. But what does maimer achieve? Maimer brings you the next stage, but it's not like kedushin yet. It's sort of in between a kedushin and just as a kuka. What do you mean? It achieves certain things that it's your wife, and certain respects not your wife. In what way? The way it's your wife is litchayz b'tzara b'vat. And if Shimon passes away and that wife's alive, his sister's coming on the scene, we say, no, you did a maimer with Reuven's wife, you don't come onto the picture. That's what the maimer accomplishes, keeps the tzara away. But if you decide to sever your ties with Reuven's wife, you give her a get, obviously, but you also need to give a chalitza, because you didn't completely make it your wife that you can say now, there's no longer any yibum ties hanging over here. Rashi. Let him mind the Bishami Kanye Gummer, but have a kiss to his wife, Eboy Lafuki, he's going to begin to be once a divorce, or he will give her a get. Elamine Bishami, ain't Kanye Litchabit Sarani, accomplishes the Deich of the Sarah, claimer, Litchais, Achoisa, push away the sister, Shalita, Serena, Lazu, should ask to this person, Mishima Achois Kuki, the sister was Kuka. Says the Gemara, Omar Abovin, above and said, I'll support Rabbi Lazar, who learns Trat Bishami that Maime does not make a Kanye Gummer. We learned before in the beginning of this paydek, Beshama said to brothers and two sisters, Yikaimu, if they went ahead and married Yikaimu, they should live together in. If they went ahead and both brothers ended up marrying one brother, one brother ended up, what is it? Oh, it says that the Mishnah was there were four brothers. Two of them were married, two sisters, and they died. Right? And now the other two brothers, they give chalitza. What happened to the poil? They went ahead and they get married to them. If Kodmu v'Kansu, Beishamai says, Yekaimu. If they did it already, they can live it together. It's a mashal b'di'evet. Yekaimu in l'chadchil l'loi, Rashi. Yekaimu in Kodmu v'Kansu, but they jumped in ahead and they got married. L'chadchil l'loi, but the two sisters should have married. So if they did it, they wouldn't do it. Each sister is a sister of your zaku. But if they did get married, they can stay married. Now, if you're telling me that Maimel Kinyagomber says, why do you have to only do B'di'evit? I can think of a way like Chachila. I can come up with a ruse how Chachila, two brothers, can marry the two sister Yavamas. You know how? Let each one do a maimer. Now, when we say that you're not allowed to live with your sisters, with your sister, I guess the sister of your wife or the sister of your skuka, it's only living, be'ila, only the relations. But to give kedushin, there's no isra in that. So therefore, even in Sefer Kedushin, we have a machlekes, when it talks about chal about two sisters you shouldn't marry, is the isra the kedushin or the be'ila? Like the Bible of it. But over here by skuka, definitely the isra is the be'ila. So, give a maimer, let each brother give a maimer to each one. And according to Bishamai, the moment, and that you're allowed to, and according to Bishamai, the moment you give a maimer, it's completely your wife. And if it's completely your wife, it's no longer a problem of achiz kukasai, because this is my wife, and the other one's eliminated. Why does the Mishnah say before, only if they did it, but the evidence, all right. Is that ayah, that maimer itself is not a kinyan gomer, so therefore, chatchila, we don't want you to go ahead and do this. Each brother make only a maimer, which you're allowed to. And then once they make a maimer, they're allowed to get married. Rashi, be maimer b'shamah kinyan gomer, ze yase maimer b'zul v'yiknoiz v'kainu kinyan gomer lishish his wife. The in isa be maimer, there's no isa be maimer of a sister of Yizokug. And then the havla kiknusa, and it's as if you married her. And then what happens? V'teitze achoisim ma'olav, and the other sister is no longer tied to you. V'lahava hachachoisim kosi, no longer the sister of Yizokug, no longer Zokug. V'yiknoiz his ishtay. Says his mother, this Reuven, each brother went to marry his wife. Now there's no longer a sister out there who's blocking it. No, go back to the first Mishnah. The Mishnah says two brothers, two surviving brothers. Yeah. So let each one do a maimer, which you're allowed to. And once you do a maimer, according to Shammai, it's completely his wife. And once it's his wife, the other woman doesn't count. And then just go ahead and live together as a wife. Says Gemara, we don't like what you're saying. Because if you ask even Elamai, let's understand the way you said it. Elamai. You say doiche the gemura. So what are you saying? That what? No, you're saying that. Therefore, we must say it's not a complete kinyan. Still ask the same question. All we're trying to accomplish in the first mission is that the other, that Shimon's wife, doesn't interfere.
And for that, you don't need a kinyan gomer. All you need is to be doicha the tzara. And you just said before that even according to Bishamayu, who says that it's not kinyan gomer, but what does it accomplish? That the sister who comes in is out of the picture because I made a maimer with the first sister. So ask the same question. Forget about kinyan gomer or not. In the first Mishnah, let both brothers chatzchila give a maimer to the two remaining sisters. Each brother give a maimer to the sister. What did it accomplish? Not that you're completely my wife, but it accomplished that the other sister is no longer existent. Do that, and they get married chatzchila. How does this prove that he's not kinyan gomer? Same question you have on me about kinyan gomer. I have on you. You're the one who said that at least what it accomplishes is that that the sister is no longer in the scene. So how come in the first Mishnah can the chatchila give a maimet to the two sisters? Each one give a maimet to the sister, and then the other sister no longer exists, and then get married. So what did you gain? Elamai. So what do you want to say? It's not a kinyan gomer. Navaz doiche dechiyegmure. It just pushes them away. No. So let's go back to the first mission. Zeh yase maimer. Let do a maimer. Okay, it's not kind of kinyan gomer, but at least it'll accomplish. But yitche push away the sister from Shimon. But zeh yase maimer. The other brother should marry the wife. Should give a maimer to the wife of Shimon. But yitche push away the sister of Reuben. Then they can go ahead and proceed and get married. Ella, what are you going to answer that question? What are you going to answer? Maimed the hetayda dochi. When does maimed work? If it was a maimed that was permitted, a maimed that could turn into a full yibum. A maimed that could turn into a full yibum, there's nothing blocking it, then that even though you just did the first step, the maimed, it's already on the way. No, and that's why you're saying it doesn't block the sister, because this maimed is a shvacha maimed, because it was two sisters there. You're talking about both sisters are available at the time. When you did the maimed, could you have married her? You don't have an option of marrying her right now because the sister is there. So you make a kunz, you want to make a maimed. That's called a maimed of Issa. It doesn't have the koyach. No, I'll answer the same thing as well. Really, maimed does a full kinyan, but when? When is maimed of heter? Over here, it's a maimed of Issa, and if nothing happened. Maimed, the tailor, dochi, the sulay, dochi, hochin, I'm not to me too. Maimed, I feel the man, the amma, maimed, can you come? Even if you want to argue that maimed does a full kinyan, maimed, the hetera, kani. Oh, but you should have like kani. Only a maimed of heter works, not a maimed of Issa.
So, in other words, there are four brothers, or is it three brothers?
Over here, there's no Issa involved whatsoever. No, when I did the maimed to Reuven's wife, Shimon's wife was still married to Shimon. So therefore, it doesn't matter how many brothers are surviving brothers.
The second wife comes into the channel, the second guy dies.
Exactly. So there's no problem there. Rashi. The hetayda dochi. Sorry, elamai nihi nami lekani kinyan gomer. You say dochi, but sorry, but tikshalach. That's the same question. Nami yasa, my mezuvah titcha choisiv yitchin. He married his wife. The hetayda dochi. My mission is to have the iavi boyle yivumi had a choice to marry b'shalos maimer. Have a motzli yivumi could have married if he wanted to. He gave him a sister that died enough for choisiv didn't come on the scene yet. Oh, but the sudik enough for shteach choisiv kaidem maimer. Both sisters were available. Doesn't work. Nami you can do the same thing here. Okay, so Rabbi Lezer learns the pshat that Bishamay holds. It's not kaina a kinyan gomer. All it accomplishes is that to keep the sister-in-law out of the picture. Comes along, Rav Ashi, Masni Hachi. Rav Ashi's version of Belozer is different. Rav Ashi learned this way. He says, Hachi Yom Rav Lezer, Lo'itema, do not say, poof again, don't say that Maimel Beishamai Dochi Dechia Gemura. Don't say that Maimel to Beishamai is Dochi Dechia Gemura. V'tzerosa v'chalitza nami lebay. Don't say that it... Don't say that Maimah is Deuche. This is what he said. Don't say that Maimah does a complete Dechia in the sense that your wife is totally your wife. And your Tzara, the other woman, is out of the picture, doesn't need anything, not even a Chalitza, because the one you did Maimah with is your wife. So the other sister doesn't matter. Don't learn that way. Ela Deuche. Itaka pushes away the sister that doesn't block you. Aber Umeshaya, you still need to give Chalitza to the other wife. You still need to give Chalitza to the other wife. Against no, it's not Koina Kinyan Gomer. If it had been Koina Kinyan Gomer, it would have been completely yours. And then the other sister falls in, you have no ties to her whatsoever. So you're saying, yeah, you still need to give Chalitza to the other one. Rashi. The sister that now is a Tzara, Bezika. Usually Tzara means a co wife. You're already married, it's the second wife you're married to. Here we're talking about a Yavam, and we're calling it Tzara. So Tzara, I guess, is a more generic word. Maybe tell us about it. Yeah, exactly. But actually, we're using the word in Gemara here, Tzarasa.
If you were able to do
it, would have been a second wife. Yeah. It would have been the Tzara. Achoyse shenas la Tzara bezika chalitza nami loy teba. You don't need a taste shem achoyse isha. You would think you don't need chalitza either because it's the sister of your wife. You should know, not so. Ela doicha partially doicha. Oyse melesa, it pushes her away that she cannot interfere. So this is like a step lower. Not only is not a kinyan gomer, and, but it, what it does is that you prevent her from interfering, but go one more step, it's even less than that. But she still needs a chalitza because there's still some ties there. A very weak tie, not enough to stop you from marrying Reuven's wife, but enough that she still needs a chalitza before she can marry a Yevam Lashuk, before she can go out in the street. Age the Bala Maimed Olo, Mashai, the boy Chalitza and Chalitza, in both of us, he wants to get married. Actually, Kodesh Yevam, as Bala Maimed man, you didn't marry. If Levi didn't marry Reuven's wife completely, she only did a Maimed stage, then Shimon's wife still has some attachment there. If she wants to marry a Fremda, she needs to be released, needs a Chalitza. Lekal Porig Laha, we already asked later, Hoktani Halozu, Tetzu Chalitza, the Mashav Chalitza, and the Mishnah clearly it says, the Bishamai says that the other woman is totally free. What do you mean she still needs a Chalitza? That will be a Kasha and a Bashi. Say more right, Abavim said, this is a new version. Afan, I didn't even learned. Beishami, and I'll bring it back from the mission before the first mission is paid. Beishami says, Yikaimu, as if the two brothers went ahead and married the two sisters, they can remain married. Yikaimu in the Chachilai. Now, the Isaac, that if you say Maimel Beishami, Doichit Chigmur, if you say Maimel, were completely pushed away the sisters, Zayas and Maimel, the Yitcha, Zayas and Maimel, Yitcha. You should do a Maimel, and Doichit. Why don't you do that? Is that Raya, there's still some connection to the other sister, Rashi, Zayas and Yitcha, Es Achoysim Olav. Let each one do a Maimel with one of the sisters, and then the other sister no longer interferes, and go ahead and get married, and this way they can get married, Chatchila. The Arikachi says Zu. And then the brother married another one. Why doesn't say that? El Amoshun Leidochit Chigmur doesn't completely push him away. The Chokama the Rami Olei LeChalitza. And since Levi has to give a chalitza to the other wife, to the sister of his Maima woman, and Yehuda to give a sister, there's still something there, and we can't say Chachil go get married to the woman when you still give a chalitza to the sister. There's a Kukasahi, so that it's still considered to a certain degree as if she's tied to you because you still need to give a chalitza to release her, which means there is some tie, as weak or tenuous as it is. There's a tie there. But he said, "Azul love, and that's enough to ask her." So on the one hand, it pushes away; on the other hand, it's still tied. Fading mother, the loktoni said, "Fading Mishnah Beishami, Aimim Ish to Imay." But Halazu and the other sister Teitze, she can just walk away. Mishma Chayzisha, there's no problem anymore because Chayzisha, because she's a free woman, she's because she's a sister of your wife. Sounds like you don't need Chlitza. What are you talking about? Chlitza? Ella says the Gemara, "You're right. It's Doiche Adchiya Gemura." Right, and you don't need to give chalitza to the second wife. So why Taki the Mishnah says Yikaimu when al chachila? So Gemara says, oh el yevame, the chazil lekula al yevame, where you could fulfill all the mitzvahs of yibum, including getting married, chazil amiktsas. So Maimon also is though something happened. I'm saying Yevamah lechazil lekula. Since at that time when the two sisters fell before them, they couldn't go ahead and marry and do everything that Yevamah was supposed to do. Lechazil lemiktsasa. Therefore, you can't even do a maimon either. Rashi. Yevamah lechazil claim elolam doichid chiy gemurah complete. Ude kash lechos and you don't need a chalitza for the second woman. I had kash lechos and nami lechid push away. Like dam yelamas nisa dohacha. The chinafla when she fell of a maimon.
If you did it, is it
chal? Oh, Bishamai said b'di'evad yikaimu. Once they married, it's right. But chachil no. They still disagreed. The hacha, the chinafla of a maimer, have a chazi lekula mila. Over here, did a maimer is suitable for everyone. Like, did a maimer to Reuven's wife, she could have married her right then and there. The yavama leis yabni could have married her or lachlet, give a chalitza, whatever you wanted. Hilcha, therefore, chazi mitzasai. The maimer did something already as well. The maimer dachya achoisa. The maimer pushes away. Just even the maimer just pushes away the sister lekishatipa when she becomes available. Abel hasol the tavayu nafla kai the maimer. Both sisters became available at the same time, and if you wanted to marry either one, you couldn't. So what maimer is the only thing you could do? So it's only a partial thing. Lechazia lekula milivama lechazia lemitzasa. Now it's a little bit of a maimer dechroisa. No, this is exactly the same as the Gemara before, yet we use totally different wording. Before we said Easter and Hetta, and here we're saying Miktasa and Kula. But what's the parallel difference? Okay, the same thing.
Well, how do we touch there, Easter and Hetta?
Same thing. Easter means you can't marry her. No, we say Easter means that you can't turn into a marriage. That's called a Maimed Yisura. Yeah, so here's the same thing. We're saying also, it's a Maimed Yisura. Anyway. By the Gemara, boy Rabba. So Rabba asked an interesting question. According to Beis Shammai, who says that Maimer does something, right? Not like Hillel says Maimer does nothing. According to Maimer does something, and therefore the sister's eliminated from the picture, and she's free altogether, and you can go ahead and marry this woman. According to Beis Shammai, what does Maimer achieve? Nisuyin oisa oy edasin oisa. Does it achieve that Maimer's like you married already? Or it's only Edison. And obviously, we're not going to be in Loch. If she commits adultery, but Edison, she gets skiller. And if in the Suyan, she's Chayiv on the Chenek. That's a negative thing. On all the positive things, Chilgan Arusa in the Suyan. The Gemara doesn't give the example I just gave. I'm going to give other examples. Elaim, if you want to tell me the chilek is liyarsha, does he yashin her if she dies then? Or the tamil, if he's a kain, is he metamiter? Or the hafinidre, does he have the ability to make for the dorim? Hashta arusa bama. Forget about nesuya. The din is once you got a woman matayit engaged, you're entitled to all these things. Toda b'chia. Ishta arusa. If your wife, madach arusa mamish. If your wife is engaged, lo einen, but you're not allowed for kain, you're not allowed to be an einen. For lo metamilo, you're not allowed to be metamiter to her. Because if you become an einen, then you can be usher and kach. You're not allowed to. You're not allowed to be metamiter for your kain. V'chein he lo einen of him, like she shouldn't do. Not that she's not allowed to. She doesn't have to. Mace, if she died, ain't a yosha. Since he's not married, he doesn't yashin her. Mace, who if he dies, goy v'ksuva. So she's entitled to ksuva in those places where the minig was ksuva starts from arusa. Although the maimer boya, you're asking me a question. If you just did a maimer, nothing else, is it nesuya? Madach arusa, which is mahat teida. Yet the teida says you're not really tied for all these things. Why would you think the maimer is tied? Now what's the kasha? Why is maimer less than the kedusha? So Rashi brings it right from here that maimer is only the rabban. Rashi hashed arusa the kedusha the daughter Isaac. Yet Tony Rabchia ain't a yoshin on yashin ve ain't a metamila maimer yevami midrabbanu. So Rashi learns that even in Beishamai that maimer is only midrabban. The Taylor says the only way you can kain is through Yavah. If he's a kain, we don't want him to go asr bekachim. If he's a kain, the lav she'edoi hakod of elavi. The Taylor doesn't recognize, even though they're engaged, my Taylor, that really gets not yishe'edoi. Chen hila enenis liyos asur bekachim, that she's a bas kain, she's mutter bekachim, she shouldn't become asr. But loy mitamas ain't a tzrichel is asik boy. That she's not allowed to, she doesn't have to. Well, that shouldn't even be included. But loy mitamas, the benois aron who's allowed to tumah? The benois aron have no iser of tumah. El I did not loy enenis iser loy knock of loy mitamas. Since we by it says loy enenis loy mitamas. The boy the main misa tati b'tidav today. We're trying to learn the corresponding. You know, he yeah she know. Kach shemait. Valini, I don't like that because the poil is not negay here. Let me loy mitamas. I think v'lei metame means kigoyim beregel. She's not allowed to be metame. When is she not allowed to be metame? Not we're talking about if the husband dies and she's about a bas kohen can metame anybody wants. Talking about at yomtiv when it's a mitzvah for everyone to be tired when you go early regel. So you say elim uzharim alatum lemi v'losim like say go in Roshana. Yeah, but the thing is that's only for early regel, and we learned before that women don't have to chiva for early regel. So why should it apply to women as well?
That's a
yes, once every 7 years. We only had simcha that they had to do, but we have no mitzvah of
aliyah.
And maybe you had machleis Yishan Bavli.
But then he can't give a
ma'aser
shem. If she goes to
a shalayim
with him and she's dumb, she can't give ma'aser shem.
Yeah, but there's no mitzvah. There's no so that's practically, but not also iser. Rashi's trying to say, I want to fit it in the way of iser. Okay, right, Tigamara. Anyway. No, right, Rashi. Great, because also the cause of the Edison, we must be talking about a case where you wrote clearly from the Edison and collect. Okay, right, Tigamara. So what exactly are you asking here? What Maimer does? If Edison doesn't achieve more than this, why would Maimer achieve more? Don't you want to write it? Ve'ela, by 6 lines, by the wide line. Ve'ela, li'inyin mesil chuppe. The question is, do you need to still give her over to chuppe or not? Mai, do we say nesuyin? You know, so we did the maimis as if nesuyin. You don't need any more chuppah or anything else. V'loy boy mesil chuppah. You don't need mesil chuppah. In other words, because by a normal marriage, even if you got engaged, if she doesn't want to continue further, you can't force her. Over here, if we say that maimis makes her completely married, then you don't have to ask her anymore because yivam yivalei bal karcha. So you don't need a chuppah anymore. Or maybe say that Maimah does a complete, it's a complete, it's like your wife, completely your wife, no longer considered Yavama, and you need to now ask her, do you want to continue to get married with me or not? Ubayim Mesilchub means that you have to ask her if she wants to or not. So if she's still a Yavama, Yavama Yavala, says the Torah, for the Bakarcha. But if she's already an Arusa, then like any other Arusa, you have to ask her every stage of the way. Just because she agreed to Kedushin doesn't automatically mean she agreed to Nisuin, Rashi. It's like completely your wife. You don't need chuppah anymore. You don't have to consult anymore. Or not. Interesting. So it comes from here that every step of the way, even though you said by Mekadeshes, she agreed. We learned in the beginning it has to be Litzoyna. When you go to the next stage, you have to ask her again. That's right from
so
here.
It's only a partial step.
It's
the fact that you have to ask again shows that it's not complete.
Exactly. Well, that's the difference between Eilus and the Sun. And the Eilus is not allowed to live
in Thur. Now, write about it. Omle told him, "Hash to lay over a maimer. If you didn't do a maimer, see if it says Yevama Yavol Abakoch. You don't need a consent. L'chayda. What's the logic? Over maimer. You went a step further. You thought of strength in that. You saw strength in the boy. You need. Of course, you can do it Abakoch. Omle loved Afke. My question is, Shani Omer. Maybe I can argue. Kol Oisa maimer Yevamte. Porchem and Azikas Yevamin. Maybe the moment he did a maimer, she's no longer Yevama. What is she now? V'chol of Azikas Elisin. That she's your wife now, which in a way is stronger." But from Tzayin's night, if they have to follow the dinim of a normal isha, which is Yenidul Tzayin. My, what is it? L'ashi cholov v'zik is edison, v'suyin sh'ashar l'oshim, v'im bo'o le l'achamayim v'lechub l'akar n'akayin. You want to write it, Tosh, by coming here. It says that a Shavmeres Yavam, Reuven passed away, and her brother-in-law, let's say Shimon, is supposed to marry her, but during that stage, while the interim stage, while she's waiting, Ben Yavam, Mecha v'shem, there's only one brother Shimon, where's two brothers Shimon and Levi? Rabbi Lezer, I'm a Yafir, Rabbi Lezer says that they can be Mefer, that they can Mefer. That the brother can be made for Nedarim. They're tied already. Enough that he can be made for Nedarim. Rabbi Shua says, which one can be made for? Either brother. Rabbi Shua says, no. If there's only one brother, surviving brother, then he can be made for because she's already tied to him. Of the Leila Shnayim, the two brothers, how do you know which one she's going to end up with? So therefore, neither brother can be made for. Not like Tanakama, who says, not Rabbi Lezer says, that both brothers are tied to her enough that sufficiently that they can each be made for. Rabbi Kiva, I'm a loy lechlish naim. Zika is not enough to be made for. Ravina ba bishle, but Rabbi Kiva instead of Kiva, somebody holds ain zika fil lechat. Rabbi Kiva holds no zika. If there's no zika, there's no tithe. How can he be made for? I understand that. Little Rabbi Shua, I also understand lechad yezika. One of them can end up marrying her, so therefore he can be made for. But today ain zika. And Rabbi Lezer came along and said that what? That the Zika, but how can both brothers? She's not going to end up marrying both brothers. She'll end up marrying only one. How can both be made for? Nihina mitzvah v'yezika bishlei melechad meif. I understand. Oh, today am I? Why two? V'am labami barav. V'hocha ma'askin. You know what we're talking about here? Ki going to avad b'maimer. Rab Ami comes along and says that we're talking about a case of two brothers. And one of the brothers did a maimer, so that makes him already the husband. And this follows Beishamai, the Omer maimer, koine kinyan gomer. So what does Rabbi Ami say? Rabbi Ami disagrees in the previous Gemara. Rabbi Lezer says, we have two verses of Rabbi Lezer, but maimer does not do a kinyan gomer in Beishamai. Come to Rabbi Ami says, no. I hold that Beishamai holds that a maimer is a kinyan gomer, is completely your wife. So when one of the brothers, doesn't matter how many brothers are surviving, one brother did a maimer, it's his wife. And therefore he can be made for her.
But how do you explain that?
Didn't Gemara ask on Abelazer? Yeah, but this is not. How do you explain Abelazer? This is not Abelazer, but he's arguing Abelazer. This is Abami.
We haven't explained Abelazer's folly.
Yeah. Abelazer, Tani, you talking about?
Yeah,
he's explaining. Abelazer followed Beshamai.
Oh, okay.
Abelazer followed Beshamai Shita. Abelazer Shamuti. Followed Beshamai Shita. That, yeah. Yeah, maybe Shlomo Nesu. You know, so you learn that what?
Because he,
what are
the
two Shammu svaras?
Because he's got thrown out of the Beshamet.
Two opinions. Teisa says Rashi says because thrown out, and Teisa says because he's a Talmud of Beshamet, which is hard to understand because he was a Talmud of Birchem Zakai, who was a Talmud of Hill. And Rabbi Lezer said, I never argued against my Rebbe. So how would the Shammai get in the picture? But that's what Teisa says clear. If you tell me why that's Nesuyin, I understand. I understand if the whole world is Maimon, and you tell me doesn't Nesuyin, I understand that why he could be Maifin and Dodim. Let's if you want to tell me, Edison, a man who's engaged to his wife cannot be Maifin and Dodim unilaterally. He needs the support of her father, that both jointly are Maifin and Dodim. Hey, what's Maifin and Dodim? We learned, Anad Hamarosa, Ovia, Ubaila, Mafid and the husband can do it alone. So if you say Maimon is only does Edison and King Yugama, I'll find it good. But how can that prospective husband be made for unilaterally? Who said unilaterally? He means that from the brothers, he's the one who can be made for, but jointly with the father. Rashi. Ezik, the two lines in the white line. Vafil b'chad hechel lekel echad one davad yel rami. Vafil hoch ezik no zik l'tre. Ezik at leidim. We don't know lahim and rami. Who's going to end up? Vafil shneim gechad ein avaros nafarik. The kitchen zik over every week. El tira mai nihin amid ezik. Vafil l'tre mi o yifil shneim. But both of them should do Ramah Mechama. Beshutfis. Who vavir could both hear the father? Okay, that's Rabami. Rabami al kinyi gomer. But according to Rabbi Loza, the Amari Rabbi Loza, the Amar, he learned before that mai mele beshamai einu koine does not really make it your wife only to keep your sister on her way. Elo litchais l'tzar b'vad. No, so how do you explain Rabbi Lezer? Am I Mayfair Bishop as well? How do you explain Rabbi Lezer? Why can the husband, or the one who did the Maimer, be Mayfair with a father? He's only a Maimer. I tell you, there's nothing happened there. When I said before that Maima is not Koina. And all it does is Elitcha is the Tzara, I keep the system all the way. But still is not Koina. And therefore, if you decide to get to divorce her, you have to give a divorce and a Chalitza. The Leisagi La Begita. And therefore, you need to give a get and a chalitza. Well, the get is not enough. She's still not married to you yet. So therefore, still yibum, you need a chalitza. Did I mention a word about the darim? As far as the darim is concerned, it's considered as if they're married and he can be made for the darim. Simple. You need both. Like his wife is going to get alone. You need chalitza. So, but I didn't talk about the darim. Rabbi Lazar will say to you, okay, you're asking me a question. According to me, that's not a kinyan gomer. What are we going to do? Ulam Nachman by Yitzchak mi nichah. Ulam Nachman by Yitzchak, is it any better? Rabbi Nachman said it's b'shutfus. Mi toni yifaru. According to Nachman Yitzchak, Rabbi Lazar's wording is wrong. What did Rabbi Lazar say? Yefer, that he, there's two surviving brothers, and either brother can be mefer, or one of the brothers can be mefer. So what do you tell me? A pulpul that yefer means he and the father. What does it say? They can be mefer. It says he can be mefer. Yefer tani. Now what are you going to say? How's he going to answer? Sha'am the bedin. What happened was that they already went to din taita upaskul amazainis. No, he did a maimer, and then he refused to move on. She went to the court and she said, "Bezin," she said, "Hey, either you marry me or give me a get and give me a chalitza. I want to move on in life." And Bezin Paskin that he has to support her until we work it out. And then he ran away. Paskin Lamazain is Mishaloi Bezin Paskin that this man has to stop feeding her. And therefore, once he has stopped feeding her, then he has certain rights. If he has obligations, he has rights. And one of the rights are that he can cancel her nedarim. Why? Because we have a rule. Pilcha said, "Name of Rava, call Hanoi Dedes al Das Bailahin Dedes." When she makes a nedarim from now on, she's doing it based on understanding and that is in agreement with him because he's feeding her. If he's feeding her, she feels an obligation to behave in a way that will satisfy him. So therefore, that's why he can be made for. So I hold the same thing. It's not the Maimed that does it. It's the fact that he went to Dentata and Bezin Paskin that he has to feed her because he refused to move on. And then any nedarim she makes now, he has the right to break her. Just like you answered, that's my mizvah.
That's
exactly right. Rashi, good. You can't say shutvus. The yefak tani yifru mebayla. She said yifru. El hoch maskish on bedin le di afil beloy maimer. Me, he didn't have to go to maimer. Ulerav ami acha maimer beloy rotze liche. Refused to move on. Beloy lifter. He didn't want to move on. If they went to the Tate and he ran away, who has to supply, provide for her? The husband. The Mahashta Bailu, on this respect, in this way, he's the husband. She has now feels obligations. That's proud.